Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
And it's a new calmer Adam after his siesta in Mexico.
I'm back. Ari Spears is here tonight.
Yes.
From Best Dance Sports Show and, of course, Mad TV. Since 97, by the way.
Has it been that long?
Oh, it's been that long since you've been on, and the show has been on 95. Since 95, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird.
Canceled 8 times.
Yeah.
supposedly. Every season.
Now, every time we would ever talk to anybody from Mad TV on our show, it would be, they would also say, it's getting canceled. It's not working.
Yeah, that's it. This is it.
It is a little show that could, man.
Yeah. It's a weird thing, too, because I think of Aries as a new cast member because it was on a whole 18 months before he got there. But it's like, he's not the original cast member, but he's probably been there now longer than...
I'm the old guy now.
You're the old guy.
I am truly the old guy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of who is there now that was there before you got there.
Nobody. The last hurrah was Deborah Wilson.
Yeah.
And she did her last season, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Deborah was good and weird. Nice.
Very weird. They don't make
heavy.
Which one they didn't make black people like
that. Oh, no. No, because
she was a different breed.
Yeah, they don't like, because she had a lot of sort of moonchild in her, and black chicks don't normally get that. They're just going for the crazy nails and, you know.
Yeah.
But she would like grab your arm when she talked to you and look you in the eye and start talking about your aura
and then flash you her breasts.
Yeah. Yeah, she had some. She had some energy. I'll keep an eye on that, Deborah. See how life treats her over the next.
Very,
10 years.
She's very exotic.
Where she surfaces,
exotically.
Yeah, I'd like to see where she surfaces. I would be very interested if she surfaces at all. Aries,
let her tell it. It'll be just above your navel.
Oh yeah. Now, did you ever do anything with her?
I wish I did. I wish I did. Yeah. But we really had that brother and sister relationship.
She has that with people she doesn't know, too.
Right, I mean, which is what's scary.
It's heavy. Yeah.
She can have that with a homeless person. So, you know.
I know.
But a lot of people ask that question, man, and that's my girl. Believe me, I tried a lot.
No.
It just didn't go down.
There we go. That starts to make sense.
All right. That's good. Right. Although she is the kind of chick that you realize, by the way, that maybe not the greatest idea at a certain point. You know what I mean?
Well, when you separate the madness of it, she really is like a good chick.
Oh no,
she'd be great to have.
It's the madness part I worry about. Yeah. Oh, you definitely don't want her against you. That's a better way to look at it. You don't want her on the other side of the fence trying to get in.
Right.
All right. We're talking about.
I want to hear about Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Fishing.
Well, we got to. I'll tell you what. We're going to. Aries had himself a CD out and he's going to be playing live. I Ain't Scared is the name of the CD. We're going to hear something. Well, it's too filthy for you young kids to hear, even in the Safe Harbor
Hour.
We got other things.
We got some things that we can play.
We got other things. I had an odyssey. I was in La Paz, Mexico this morning and got up at... Now, I don't exaggerate, unlike my partner, Dr. Drew, over here. I went to bed at 2 a.m. and I got up at 6 a.m. because we had a 8 a.m. flight out of La Paz and packed our fish up. Tell you about that a little later. Got the airport, got on the plane, and it was exhausted, of course. An hour and 45-minute flight back to LAX. And about 40 minutes in the flight, lying down on a chair... Noticed that we're starting to head down, and I thought, we're landing already. I usually, when I doze off, I keep you know, meticulous count of time, but I must have dozed off for an hour longer, and I thought, we're in L.A. already.
This is the trouble.
We end up landing in, like, the mainland of Mexico, and...
Did they announce what's going on?
No, they never announce anything. Oh, if they do, it's in some crazy language you can't understand, Drew. It's all Mexican over there. The point is 6 hour. 6 hour.
For what?
Layover, a mechanical difficulty. And let me tell you this about...
What airline? Mexico?
Aero California.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. First off, they fly They fly DC-9s circa 1969, 1972. Yeah. I mean, it's weird. It's weird when you get on a plane and a plane is busted up.
And we'll I've seen that. They have the big black engines.
Like it's one thing, like when you get on a bus and the bus is kind of crappy, or you hop a cab and the cab is kind of crappy. We're all used to that. Anyone who travels, especially if you go south of the border or something, you jump in some crappy van. All right, here's $5. Get me down to Revolution Street. But when the plane has, you know what I mean? Like when the plane looks like it's had much better days than this. You know what I mean? It just, there's hydraulic fluid leaking over here. This little crap. It's dirty. By the way, you know, in the cockpit they have the regular cockpit windows, and then they have that one that's up high sometimes so they can see.
Broken.
had the Funny Pages newspaper taped to it, like for a shade. You know what I mean? Like the news, like the penny saver stuffed up there so the guy wouldn't get his bald head. The guy who was flying the plane looked like just some sort of a comedy Mexican villain.
Last name is Borracho.
Crazy shades and a huge handlebar mustache. It was crazy. And the pilot, here's everything I noticed too, as we were taking off out of LAX, a friend of mine pointed, said, "Look up the hall. Look up the aisle there. Looked up door to the cockpit, swinging wide open. Just come on up. Come on down." Could I just Bob Barker at the end of the thing, you know, coming up. Literally the door swinging wide open. I'm looking at the back of the pilot through the entire takeoff. And same with on the way home, too. Just swinging wide open.
Close.
I don't know if it doesn't close. It's broken.
At this point, I tend to care less about the quality of plane more than I do the quality of passenger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But first off, it's a 1-2 punch. It's like, look, this plane is going to be taken over by terrorists. The good news is I don't think we're going to make it to our target. I think we have a mechanical failure before we get to the Smithsonian.
Hang on a second. You turned up Adam.
Oh, you turned me up.
Adam's
oh, yeah.
way too loud.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, the guy in the yellow.
There we go.
There we go. He's on it.
Aries is on it.
Aries is right
on
it, man.
He needs to be a lot more heat on him. It's all the way
Dog,
up.
Dog, any closer, it'd be a porno scene.
I think... Wait, now I'm down.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Oh, come on, buddy.
More down on.
Oh, buddy.
Are these technical difficulties airing? Are people hearing this?
Now we got it.
This ain't TV. We don't have to worry about. Now we got to be up a little more.
There we are.
That's all right.
Perfect.
I never thought I'd miss Engineer Chris. Boy, that ain't easy to do. Where is he?
Where is Chris?
Vegas.
That's right. He went to Vegas, staying at a friend's timeshare.
$10 an hour. It goes to Vegas. Damn.
All right. He's got to escape his parents somehow.
All I'm saying is mechanical failure once we landed in the middle of, I don't know where.
Was it a rocky landing or anything?
No, the landing was fine.
In
Although,
Chihuahua?
Like I said, disconcerting looking at the back of the camp.
Where did you land?
We landed in the middle of Mexico somewhere. I don't even know where.
Oh.
And then mechanical failure, no other flights going out, and now it's time to kill 6 hours in an airport that really is like the size of a locker room.
Yeah.
You know, just horrible food. The good news about Mexico is that they realize you need to drink in order to survive in their country. Like, they're like, look, we're not going to kid you. This is a crappy country. You're going to need to be drunk to tolerate this. The good news is the beer's going to be cheap. The bars are going to be open. And if you need to take it out in the street, by all means. You know what I mean? We bought beer at a liquor store, Aries. We all pulled up into this little dump in La Paz. Just, you know, dogs running around, cinder block, you know, whole thing. And we bought a whole bunch of beer. And the guy said, which one of you's driving? And my buddy Tony said, I'm driving. He said, okay, here, give me that. Takes a beer can, takes a Coke can shell, and snaps it over his Tecate can and hands it to him. There you go. You'll be behind the wheel.
Yeah. You got to improvise, man.
Let me tell you something. I love that. Evidently, you cannot actually hold the beer while you're driving, but certainly you can do the Coke. I brought a few of those home if you need them.
Excellent.
All right. Oh, caught a 50-pound Dorado.
Wow,
it's
nice.
Crazy. All right, but I'm enough about me in Mexico. I feel so. See, poor Ari. See, he shows up on the night I come back after 4 days with an ass full of stories. Ari, so I apologize.
After an Odyssey.
Please don't, man.
Yeah. So today, I got to apologize. I got up at 6 a.m.
As did I.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Had to be at work at 7:30, so I'm in Reseda, so I got to fight that hour-long traffic.
You had to be at Mad TV this
morning? Yeah, 7:30 in the morning.
7:30? Yep. You guys taping
something? No, I had to do 2 hours of prosthetics to be Bill Cosby.
Oh.
So, you know, we got to be on camera at 9.
Oh.
So I got to get in the chair at 7:30.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah.
All right. You know, think about, I did Mad TV with Jimmy at one point. But
very funny, too.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Very funny.
They, Mad TV gets some, not me and Jimmy, but they get some actually decent celebrities on that show.
Especially musically. You know, we've had everybody from Nelly to Nelly Furtado to Jay-Z and, you know, Kathy Bates, Shaquille O'Neal, Halle Berry.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, Kathy Bates and Halle Berry are popping up on Mad TV. Not that they
should.
Susan Sarandon. Yeah. It's weird. You see names on that show. I
think everybody likes to participate in things that are good.
Thank
oh, really?
You. What's Aries doing here, then?
I don't do that.
Not all the time.
Wisdom on these mics, man.
All right. Let's spread some of that wisdom. Let's go. Let's break it down now. Here we go. Brittany?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's happening? Let me tell you another thing about I'll tell you another thing I love about Mexico.
You can get 18-year-olds?
So laid back. Oh, 18 is considered an old maid over there. You know what I love about there? Landing in Mexico, going through customs into you know, when they let you through the customs in the airport, they have this random thing where you press this button, and if a red light lights up, you get pulled out. And they check you. Just a random spin of the wheel. They're going to stop every X certain amount of people that come through there. So first guy in my group presses it. It's green. The guy goes, go through. Second guy presses it. It turns red. And he looks at him for a minute. He goes, nah, go through. I come up and press it. It does nothing. He looks at me for a beat and goes, go through. So I'm trying to think, what possible scenario would they pull you out? I mean, the green you go through, the red you go through, and the nothing. There's only three possible options to the pressing of the button.
Guess what?
You're going through.
You're going through.
But you know what? And God bless Mexico for this. They look at you. They see a bunch of blue-eyed guys with coolers and wearing stupid fishing stuff, shirts. And they go, okay, these guys are going to spend some money. They don't have to pull them out and pat them down. They're not smuggling any kilos.
Were they only brothers in Mexico during this?
No brothers in Mexico.
See, I'd have been curious to know if they'd have got stopped by the light.
Yeah, they could have been. Yeah. I got a feeling they may have been. There's no brothers in Mexico. No brothers in Mexico.
Yeah, I know. Why would they? They wouldn't stop.
Yeah. Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Aries is right.
Not America. You know?
We get it everywhere we go. Yeah.
Aries is right. No. They try to hold the brother man down over there. Brittany?
Yes.
All right. You're 18. What's up?
Well, my boyfriend is really intimidated by the fact that I like porn.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you like it?
Well, I mean, I'm not like obsessed with it or anything, but we have talked about watching it together, and we're renting a hotel this weekend, and I mentioned maybe having it, and he was like, what, I'm not good enough for you? And he's
no way. And there's not a guy on earth that says that. I've never met that guy.
He's 24 years old, and I'm 18. Yeah. And he is, like, very protective. He doesn't like me to look at other people, and he just feels, like, really inferior to everything else that I like.
What is it about the porn that you're gravitated towards?
Well, I mean, it's just...
Well, I mean, what do you find most interesting about it?
Just...
Because that's what he might be intimidated by.
Yes, and I just talked to him about it, and I just explained, you know, it's just other people having sex. It's not us, you know. It's different. And
do you watch it and masturbate to it alone?
I have before. I don't do it, like... A lot.
But that's pretty normal.
Yeah, no, but women don't generally do that unless they're with somebody that'll include this, you know, with a relationship. And women don't masturbate.
But don't you feel like most guys would get excited to an extent about, hey, you know, she masturbates to porn? If you find yourself getting excited by the shots to the face, then he might feel a little intimidated.
I just have not met the guy that. I'll tell you
what guys get freaked out about. When women take control of their sexuality, they get a little weird.
But
At first, it sounds great.
Which guy is that, though?
Well, here's what I'm saying. Most guys like it on a casual dating basis. Like, this chick's freaky. She wants to watch porn. She wants to do this.
Once
they turn into a girlfriend and the girlfriend starts sort of calling the shots or pushing it along, saying, I want to do this or I want that, sometimes guys get a little freaked out. By that,
yeah, right.
I don't know why,
right.
but somehow the person
who is that guy though? Who is the thing? Can you identify who that guy is?
I would say it is, any guy that has a sort of moderate to conservative sex drive.
Right.
Not necessarily drive, but sensibility.
But being said, I mean, if the guy is 24 and she's 18 and he's figuring she's pretty young and maybe inexperienced, if she's really excited and into certain things about porn, like shots to the face, where does it go from there?
Harry's obsessed on those shots to the face.
No, but I mean, seriously, if she gets, that's why I want to know what aspect of porn does she like.
She answered it. She said, I just like seeing other people have sex.
She didn't really say that.
No, she really didn't.
She did.
That's why I'm trying to find out what she
What is it you like about porn?
I'll tell you what.
Wait.
She described porn. By the way, it's like you saying, what kind of cars do you like? And you're like, the metal ones.
All right. You ask her. Women are not as explicit about this as men.
No, I know. Oh, sure they are. She didn't give us, she just gives a very vague. Look, she said what porn was. People having sex.
There's a lot of aspects to porn.
That's right. Brittany?
Yes.
Drew, you shut up. What, is there any specific part of porn you like? Any type of porn, for instance?
I mean, I like it kind of graphic, not...
See? Shots to the face.
No.
You like the graphic stuff.
I mean, just normal things, you know?
But what's normal? Because a lot of stuff you see in porn isn't normal in sexual behavior.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, you know, if I'm married, I want my wife to be freaky. But, you know, if I know I can give her shots to the face, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Right.
Brittany, so you just, as you said earlier, you just like seeing other people having sex.
Right.
Okay.
Now, shut up, Drew. No, Aries asked a good question, and she basically just reiterated what pornography is, which is people having sex, and you watch it. She didn't give a specific answer. I'm saying it's not satisfactory on this show.
He's pulling out notes.
No, he won't get anything out of it. Believe me, there's nothing in there. That's a penny saver from 1974. he tries to pull it out every 10 minutes
men
and nothing comes out of it.
Men and women differ in, what is this word?
Brittany.
Oh my God.
No, listen to this. This is important.
How dare you try to get a brother to say amygdala?
This is an article about
that'd be in a rap song
how profoundly
week.
Different the men and women response in their brain is to pornography.
All right, I don't even know what you're holding.
Ultimately,
up.
What is that saying?
Don't hold paper.
What
it
is saying is that women don't focus in on specific visual Idiot. Things
That's
at all when
BS.
They're watching. Well, here's the brain
women
image.
Are dirtier right, than
now,
men.
Now, Drew reads. And by the way, what are you holding up, Drew? I'm not going to do the radio show. For
an
you.
Article from Nature Neuroscience about how the functional MRI scans. Showing how profoundly different the male and the female neurological responses are.
Right, but this one likes porn.
Yeah, but they when they like it, their brain looks at it differently, responds to it differently, doesn't zero in on it. There's no drive attached to it. It's a whole different biological.
For the most part, then there's plenty that are.
I'm not
like
saying
guys.
They don't like it or aroused by it. It's when they they look at it in a different way.
I know, but here's something I'm going to ask Brittany. Brittany.
Yeah.
Oh, she's still on. I swear to God, I'm going to strangle everyone tonight, Brittany.
Yes.
Is she there?
There we are. Brittany?
I'm here. Yep.
Brittany, all right, I'm going to ask you a question. If you say it doesn't matter, I'm coming out to Minnesota on Arrow, California, and I'm going to...
Three stops later.
I'm going to have a piece of the plane land on your house as we fly over.
Okay. Wow.
All right, okay. Now listen to me. I got three porn movies, all right?
Hmm?
One of them is Taboo Chocolate Love. That's the hot blonde chick.
Is he
chick.
Making this up?
No, I got these ones with the well-hung black man,
okay.
All right? The other is the Where the Boys Aren't series. It's just a lesbian. It's just chicks lezzing off. All right? And the other is just straight, you know, guy-chick sex. You know? Which one? Which?
Well, the first one and the second one, you know, I am turned on. I'm turned on by black men.
Is your boyfriend white?
Yes.
Is he white? Okay, that's the start.
I mean, I'm turned on by black men when I see them having sex. Like, watching them porn.
Yeah, what I'm saying is if you have your choice, if you're looking at some pornos that you might rent or buy or take home, you'll find one that seems to suit your personal... Right?
But, you know, it's nothing too, like, kinky or, like, you know, I just... like to watch people have sex, and if there's a black man added, it's a lot better, you know.
Okay, that being said, let me ask you: is your boyfriend well hung?
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
It hung better than the brothers you're looking at?
No. I've never been with a black.
Now, if you're sitting with a man and you are more aroused by what you see on TV than the man sitting next to you, you're messing with ego. So that's a start.
Right.
But then I'm still trying to find out, do you scream yay when the shots to the face come?
Yes.
There we go.
There we go.
We have gotten to the root of your problem.
That's right.
You got
it. Now, Brittany, we're going to let you go, but any abuse or anything in the past? Another thing is when a chick starts getting a little freaky, guys respond in a certain negative way because they realize, uh-oh, this is what her stepdad did to her 14 years ago. Now it's coming home to roost. And guys get a little freaked out about it.
I'm not even sure it's that so much.
No, but sometimes guys will start resisting. I mean, like when a girl says, hey, how about we tie each other up? The guy starts thinking, uh-oh.
What is this? But, yeah, but I also agree with you. I think the high-drive female with a low-drive male could be a little overwhelming to the guy.
Brittany, anything weird from the past we need to know about?
No, nothing. I'm just a really sexual person.
And you're motivated, and you know, your guy isn't.
I never meet these sexually motivated women.
No.
Every woman I meet is a born-again virgin.
They're all in Minnesota, by the
way.
Jeez. Yeah. All right, let's...
Quickly to that one.
Drew is a man of passion. You know her plight. Samantha?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't even take this call.
You're a virgin? She's a virgin. It's all right.
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, real quick. Samantha.
Okay, my question is, when I grow older or whatever and I start having sex, would it affect my blood sugar? Because I'm a diabetic.
Well, that depends.
It has no effect on blood sugar. How's your glycemic control now?
Oh, come on.
How's your sugar control now?
It's pretty good.
It's tight?
Yeah.
You have good control. Everything's fine. You have no complications. You ever had DKA?
No.
Diabetic ketoacidosis.
Ooh.
How would anyone know that?
It's just for her.
How he knows.
All right. So, there's about 8 calories, maybe 6 calories in sperms. In sperm.
As a man, you shouldn't even quote that.
And when I talk to my daughter, I'm going to say there's 4,000 calories.
Better to be low cal.
When do you break out that news?
Well,
just before she gets ready to do it, and you go, do you know that there's 4,000 calories in my juice?
You want to slow her down. That's all.
Oh.
No, here's what you do. Mm. You want to let them know that it's a high carb and high calorie.
High fat.
And it's going right to your hips.
Yeah. That's you tell all the children.
Right. Yeah. All right. Where are we? We're taking a break?
We're going to break, yeah.
All right. Erica has random spontaneous orgasms every so often. Wants to know if that's normal. Who else? Okay. Ari Spears is here tonight. You know him from Mad TV. 7 seasons, 8 seasons?
Eight seasons of
Mad TV. 11 o'clock Saturday night. Also, new CD, I Ain't Scared. It is out. You can get it via his website.
AriSpears.com.
Yeah.
866-528-3619 is the number you can call to have your life changed forever.
Perfect. In a good way, though, right?
Very much so.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ari Spears is here tonight.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know him from Mad TV. Since going into its 8th season, and also 11 o'clock on Fox Saturday nights, and you see him quite a bit on Best Damn Sports Show.
Have
himself a CD out called I Ain't Scared, and then we're going to hear something from Aries very soon, although it is not off of that CD. It is another CD.
It is actually a bonus CD that's going to be coming out.
The bonus CD.
Within a couple of months, which will inspire people to get the double CD. I Ain't Scared. Available at my website, AriSpears.com. It's 866-528-3619. Was that a smooth enough plug?
That was good.
That was silky.
I didn't notice it was a plug.
Okay. No. Didn't feel it.
No?
No, that's what you
heard it. Heard it. It's perfect.
Thank you.
No, you're like a...
As they're lying to me. Thank you.
You're like a great proctologist. Like, is the finger in, Doc? We're done.
Oh, my God.
We're done. We hear that glove coming off. Like, what? Was in? We did it? Oh.
Mm.
That's nice. That's the best part of life when you really don't know stuff was done to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
No, I mean, there's certain...
That's a deep conversation.
Yeah, think about it. Yeah. Think about it, man. That's heavy. Speaking of doing stuff, I caught myself a 50-pound Dorado in Mexico about a day ago.
Yeah.
That's a big fish. You know what a Dorado looks like?
No, I actually thought it was like a kind of Cadillac.
It's like a big triangle.
Yeah, like big crazy headed bite jumping out of the water.
Wow.
Jumping out of the water. Rigging my drag line. Fighting chair.
Brothers don't.
They don't fish.
We don't mess with fish till it's fried.
Well, let me explain something about the brothers in fishing. Brothers do a ton of lake fishing, but they ain't into the ocean fishing.
True?
No, it's something about that big boat trip 400 years ago.
No, they don't like to get back. The sea. The sea. First off, it's a fickle mistress, as I've learned. But, it brings up bad memories, Drew. Nice. Why'd you bring that up? But the lake, there's no negative association with the lake.
Right.
That's just nothing but catfish.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah. I tell you, I went fishing with the fridge once.
William Perry?
William Perry. And, my God, all that. By the way, you know how dumb white guys get into surfing and it becomes like a drug?
Yeah.
Dumb black guys get into fishing and it becomes like a drug. It's like all they can talk about is fridges.
Listen, that is a misconception. The only reason why brothers don't do a lot of the things that white boys do that is considered extreme is because they ain't no money in it.
That's right.
Believe me, if they paid brothers to surf what they pay them to play NBA,
they would learn.
We would master that too.
No, I'm just saying, you can't. And also, the fridge is now eating, his bounty. That comes from the lake. But, I mean, all he wanted to talk about is fishing, and that's why we were fishing. He wanted to talk about fishing. It was nonstop, obsessed with fishing.
Wow.
Yeah. When you become obsessed with fishing, it's really what you're saying is I'm now done doing anything. Like, I'm obsessed with drinking beer and relaxing. That's what you're saying. And fishing is a good title for really.
But that's a good place to be in your life.
Oh, it is.
Because usually people that fish are not worried about the rent.
No.
So I would love to be able to fish someday.
No. Usually because they don't have any. They live at the dock in a refrigerator box. Yeah. Best thing about the fridge is hands the size of baseball mitts and a huge ring. I don't think it was a Super Bowl ring. It was just a massive ring. And, we drank 300 beers while we were fishing for 9 hours. And everyone, he just opens with the one paw and the huge ring. You hand him the beer. He just pop. It's like, that thing on the old Coke machine?
Right.
You just boom, and do that. That's
the
fridge's hand. Fridge, give me your hand. Just put his hand, pop. Thing goes down into. I think actually, there's actually a flap of skin in his forearm that collects the caps. He's actually grown one.
Nice.
Yeah. That's good people. And I'll tell you, when that guy gets into the boat, you notice. Like a little 12-foot, aluminum-sided little dinghy. He climbs into that thing. It moves just a little bit. Mm. Erica?
Yes?
You're 14?
Mm-hmm.
You have random, spontaneous orgasms?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
True. Yeah. It can be normal.
Well, you know who gave us the talk about that was Nicole Richie. Remember, she had the same thing.
Yeah.
She said she couldn't sit on a cold bathroom floor. Pow.
She's a woman of extreme passion.
And Erica, the women have a broad range of response. Some women have multiple orgasms really easily, and some can never have them. It's just each one is kind of different biologically.
Mm-hmm. At 14, how are you able to have orgasms like that?
I don't know.
How is it? You don't know? Describe one when you have it. What circumstance is it?
I don't know. I'll just be like sitting there and doing nothing.
Will you be like stretching your legs
that's
or something?
Pretty vague.
Listen, don't try to talk to the callers.
Well, usually it's the stomach muscles or there's certain multiple orgasmic women can have orgasms from minimal stimulation, even just muscular
contraction. I know, but what is it that you're doing that's causing you to?
Not doing anything.
They just happen.
She's
probably, in fact,
you're thinking like a dude.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
They're not even associated with sexual thoughts necessarily.
So you could just be anywhere. It's like sitting on a bus and you'll break out with moans?
Yeah.
No, they don't. You'll start responding orally to you'll start verbalizing things?
All right.
We got the thing with the phone going out again.
Yeah,
Anderson.
That's all right. And it's like I said, it's a combination. Like, not only do we have problems with the phone, but our listeners are on like a 6-second delay.
Right.
It's usually, how old are you? 15. And where are you calling from?
Except what we hear is, how old are you? Dean.
Yeah. No, I just mean they're on a delay.
I know.
I ain't even talking about us. I'm not talking about our screwed up phones, which, by the way, evidently have not been fixed. All right. Ashley?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh, this sounds sexy.
You got that little girl
voice.
Yeah,
were you sexually abused growing up?
Yeah, when I was 12.
Yeah, we can
that's see. Always funny.
Well, we can, ruined it for Ari Strode.
We can just pick that up. We just know it when we feel it.
Yeah. So. Well, you got that little girl voice. What happened, baby doll?
All right, when my boyfriend and I have sex, like, I used to be able to have multiple orgasms in any different position.
Yeah.
But now I can only have an orgasm when I'm on top of him and he's doing the reach around.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Are any of these kids having sex at 21 anymore?
No.
I got a five-year-old.
No.
This is scary to me.
Mm-hmm. No, your kid's got a good 3 years before to become active.
Yeah, it should be scary.
Fathers.
Is the world.
You got to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to read to them.
What is the what's the reach around part when you're on top? Facing the other way?
No, he's putting his finger in my butt.
Oh, in your butt?
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
19. This is wonderful.
How quaint.
Yeah, I didn't know. All right. And so you need the stimulation, but in order to have the orgasm, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, evidently that's true.
You used to be able to have it in other positions.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things about sexual abuse is that you can go from being hypersexual to hyposexual. You can sort of have a bipolar quality. We go from very, very high to very, very low.
I want to know, what age were you when the finger got in the butt? When did you first experience finger in the butt?
18.
Does your father play an active role in your life?
I don't know my dad.
Yeah, dad's gone.
There we go.
Of course.
There we go.
Yeah, no, that's the requisite history.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I know. And by the way, all right, let's talk about this. As a society, we're not so interested in the dads hanging out. And, okay, let's talk about this. Here's my take on life. We don't have to worry as a society. I don't have to worry about your kid. I don't have to worry about Drew's kids. I don't really have to worry about kids whose parents stay together or
don't
whose fathers stay around or there's no physical violence or sexual abuse. There's no verbal abuse. Kids that are cared for, in other words. I'm not saying they can't go south. Some white collar crime, or they get strung out.
Or there's a neurological problem or drugs. Yeah, right.
I'm not going to get stabbed at the ATM by one of these kids. Do you see what I'm saying?
Most probably.
These kids aren't filling up our prisons.
Well, let's start with the stripper. That's an easier.
They're not stripping. They're not doing porn movies. They're not filling up the prisons. They're not unemployed. They're not whatever. I don't have to worry about your kid. And I don't have to worry about Drew's kid. But we do have to worry about the tons of kids that come from these horrible environments where the dad's absent and the mother's, 19 and on her third kid and all that. That's the farm league for all that is wrong in this society. All the people in prison, all the people on unemployment, all the people who drop out of high school, all the teen pregnancies. It's all, this is the farm league, the broken, screwed up family.
The abuse farm.
It ain't, and look, everyone turns this thing into some sort of racial thing or socioeconomic thing. I'm not talking about what religion you are, what color you are, how much money you make. I'm just talking about a family raising a child. I don't care if it's an apartment or a palace. Just staying together, being there, and taking care of the child. And somehow, as a society, we've lost sight of this, and we're just focused on, well, what kind of programs do we have for the prisoners? What kind of programs do we have for the unemployed? What kind of programs do we have for the kids that are dropping out of high school? How about taking it back a couple of notches and trying to get people to stop cranking out the kids with the effed up families, with the abuse, with the abandonment? Don't you think we could solve many of the problems that we have today if we just take a look at that? And why are we unwilling to take a look at that? And how do we not draw the correlation between that?
How about just gently support that? Because it's axiomatic. It's well known in medical and psychological services is circles. It's not debated.
Right.
It is. And you know, if you listen to this show, it's all we talk about. How about we just support the notion? Or educate about that, or
I don't
create
know.
Taxes that you push people to do the right thing.
I don't know.
I think he said it. You got to be there from day one, and you got to take care of your kid and tell them you love them.
But how do we as a society put forces in place that encourage people to do that, or even have public discussions about what we're talking about tonight?
Right.
No one talks about it.
No, I mean, we got a big campaign coming up, and everyone wants to talk about pharmaceuticals and, you know, buying prescription drugs from Canada and saving 35%.
And tax structure.
Tax structures. And it's never, it's like, look, I wish a guy would stand up and go, look, there's things we care about as a society. We want to get rid of crime. You know, we want to get rid of overpopulation. We want to get rid of unemployment. We want to get rid of the prisons being filled up. We want to get rid of violence and gang violence and all this stuff. Here's a way to do it. Everybody have a small brood, no more than you can take care of. 2-3 kids. Mom and dad stay together. Love the kids. Nurture the kid. Read to the kid. Boom. All of a sudden, nobody's in prison. There's nobody there. Because people act like it's some sort of random thing. Like, well, Drew's kids or Ari's kids could end up in prison just as easily as one of these kids whose dad took off and beat the crap out him before he left and were basically raised on the front porch of their aunt's house. You know, no way. There's no way Drew's kids going to the joint. There's no way your kids going to the joint.
You got to bring back family beatings.
Yeah.
Got to bring back family beatings.
Got to start being. Dads have to.
I got to beat Drew's kids if Drew's kids is messing up.
That's what we got to do.
But then I got to go after his. You see, it's totally fair. Yeah.
If they mess up, you're supposed to knock them out.
Yeah, right.
We got to beat each other's kids up.
That's a good point. And dads, you need to stay around long enough to beat the crap out of your kids.
Yes.
You're missing out on one of the greatest parts of parenthood, which is really like dropping an elbow on your kid.
They call it abuse, but it really is tough love. And at the end of the day, your kids will respect you for it.
Yeah, they do. They do. And nothing gets their attention like the belt. I remember my dad. He would take that belt off, and his pants would fall down, and I would laugh.
And boy, was that a good time.
That was it. That was the end. Yeah. My dad spanked me one time, and that's because I basically told him to.
I need a spanking.
No, he said, you want to stay in your room for 2 hours? Do you want to spank it? And I was like, my dad's a puss. You know, I sized that guy up when I was 9. I was like, what do you weigh? $135? $110? Come on, old man. Go ahead. Give it your best shot. Anything but sit in that crappy room for 2 hours. No TV or, you know, no computer in the room back then, you know, so get busy. And then he gave me one of those beatings that was like, I got it. Now I've been taunted. I got to do it because he told me to do it. So I got to make sure.
I'll show you.
Yeah. So he went nuts. Yeah. That's good times. I don't hold it against him. That's beautiful. No hard feelings. Yeah. All right. So what have we learned? Ari Spears is on Mad TV, and everyone should beat their kids.
And should log on to his website and get a CD.
Yeah. That's right. And we're going to hear something off the bonus CD when we come back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Ari Spears here tonight from Mad TV. 11 o'clock Saturday night on Fox. And I Ain't Scared, name of the CD.
Yeah.
Now, do we have a cut off of the bonus CD?
Sure we do.
Is it queued up? Are we ready to hear it?
Set it up?
Set it up.
Okay, so basically, I'm on the road and I'm, you know, touring and stuff. And I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. So I'm at this urban hip-hop station, and I'm basically telling the listeners that we've got Jay-Z and DMX in the building, because I do a lot of impressions, and a la American Idol, if you can rap and you're good, I'm going to sign you to a record deal and make you a star. So being that people are desperate to be somebody, I exploit them and see how far I can get them to go and how low.
And
as Jay-Z.
Here we go.
Did he cue it up right?
Yo, the beat, what's up? Who this?
It's the Alias.
Alias, you trying to get down with my man Jay Hova? He's in the building. What's up?
Yeah, man.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy Young Hova in the building.
What up, what up?
What's going on, man?
Yeah, man, I'm the hottest in Jacksonville, guaranteed.
Is that right?
That's right.
All right, well, you know, we trying to change the Rockaway up a little bit, you know what I mean? We trying to bring a little bit of versatility to our game and our style. So, I mean, we're not just looking for rappers. We're looking for cats that could just do something special with the rap.
Uh-huh.
Like if we signed you to a contract, you'd be willing to rap on stage in front of, like, thousands of people?
No problem.
Would you be willing to do it in a banana skirt?
No problem. Anything. I love music, man.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's the challenge, though. We wanted you to be as lyrically dope as you could be, but we want to offer something different to the audience. So, you know, we got these new line of Rockaway banana skirts, and it basically it's like, you know, underwear but in a skirt, and you got to rhyme in just a banana skirt and flip-flops.
I don't care, man. Music is my life.
You be with that?
Music is my life.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Let me hear you spit something.
I'm moving my people in the game like a moving shield. Size 13, S-dots, I have some big shoes to fill. Ill. It's kind of sickening to see equipment. Put the numbers up.
Like, all right. Yo, here's what I want you to do. Like, spit a little bit, but in between every, like, couple bars, like, say something, like, real crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like a dog noise or a bark.
Yeah, we in the game now. This is Jersey. We tearing the game out, you see it. Woo! You can't with us, we something. Pow! We shooting niggas down with the game is loud. And y'all gonna hear us cause we moving through. And y'all gonna see how we ooh, ooh, ooh. Y'all gonna see how we take this down. Me when everybody here, you didn't like us now. Ah!
All right, can you throw in a horse sound? No.
Alright. Live and direct. We moving here to set. Jersey, place your bet. Jay, move the set.
Yo, that's what's up. In the building. See, you a different artist. You who we looking for. We looking for versatility.
Uh-huh.
All right, man. Yo, tell them what station holding it down.
92.5.
Yeah. Well, what station was holding it down? Ari Spears, everybody.
Yes.
Oh, man. Reminds me of beloved prank anchors.
That's so much what I'm trying to do right now.
Effing with people.
Yes, always fun.
Nothing better. And look, I know it sounds cruel, but everyone wants to be a star, and this is what they get. And ultimately, you end up on a CD.
There you go. So it's like you get to have your little 15 minutes, man.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And what are the chances this guy would be burned on a CD without you?
Right. Exactly. Looking and imitating a horse.
Yeah. He did take direction, though. All right. So that is going to be on the...
Bonus CD. Which will be out in a couple of months.
That's right. Megan.
Yes?
You're 18?
Yes. I just have a question. I don't know. Ever since I was, 14, I've always been, super horny and everything towards, you know, I don't know, masturbating and with guys or whatnot. I lost my virginity to my latest boyfriend 6 months ago.
That's 17,
and so
right?
I 18. Lost it after I got out of high school and everything.
Cool.
All right.
And then about not too long ago I just seriously stopped being horny and stuff, and I have no reason that I can even think of why I would stop being horny, and it just bugs me
because you eventually want to get to heaven.
Are you in,
that's right.
Are you in a relationship?
No, that one that I was in just recently ended not too long ago.
Was it a bad ending?
No, not too bad.
Have you been depressed?
Have you
been depressed? Are you on any medication?
No, I don't.
You don't take Depo shot or anything like that?
Oh, no.
She said he was living with you?
Yeah.
My mom took him in. He was my swim coach, and my mom took him in.
Swim coach?
Ew. Yeah, our swim coaches out here are high school students, and then... Mm. Like, as soon as they graduate, then they start being our swim coaches.
By the way, Adam, I know that you said earlier that you didn't want to make it seem like it was a racial thing, but I got to tell you, first of all, I'm listening to all these kids. It's late at night. Mm-hmm. They're on the phone, mm-hmm. and they're talking about being whores.
That's right.
There's no way I could be on the phone this late at night, first of all, and then talking about this kind of stuff without waking up in a coma. What is going on in these houses?
Yeah, your dad would have a specially made belt that weighed 30 pounds,
30 kilos.
Like a bucket, a buckle on it the size of a dumpster just to drop on your head. You have to use like a cherry picker to raise it up and then drop it on your ass.
Megan.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, but here's the thing. By the way, just on the sexual... Well,
but Megan only had one boyfriend and one... She lose her virginity.
But horny at 14?
Mm. Oh, yeah. But just from a guy standpoint, being the swim coach, watching somebody turn thousands of laps in that little one-piece Speedo the chicks wear and then getting to them one day, that's a payday. You know what I mean? It's one thing, you go out drunk, you're drunk.
What's with the mom bringing the guy in, though?
I'm just saying.
How weird is that?
I'm saying, sexually, as a guy... Yeah. as a guy, watching a chick turn a few thousand laps in a swimming pool and then getting her. Big payday. Yes?
Yes.
Yes, better than the drunken floozies you normally pick up on the road, Drew.
Me? Yeah.
But the coach is obviously, you know, an adult.
No, he's 18. He's a high school kid.
Same age.
But she's 14.
No, she's 18.
No.
Oh,
she's been
18,
horny since 14.
Lost her virginity at 18.
She's 18 now.
Recently. Oh,
okay.
Megan?
Yeah.
He was the same age as you are?
Yeah, he's only a year and a half older, and he and I went to the same high school for a long time before that, too.
And your mom took him in.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did he bang moms?
Ooh.
What?
Nothing.
Then sex at the house? Was your mom aware of that?
Well, we were pretty good. We tried not to do it at the house just because, like, it's like one
tried.
Of those.
Tried. Did you succeed?
Not actually in front of mom. Is the
yeah. Right. Like, tried to keep it secret so then we didn't offend her or anything. Which
all right.
Good,
so. All right. Hold on a second, Megan. All right. And I don't know what happened to you, by the way. And sometimes people just have little peaks and valleys.
Or what if she's one of these bipolar types?
All right. Well, hold on a second. Ari Spears here tonight, Mad TV. 11 o'clock Saturday nights on Fox. I Ain't Scared, name of the CD. We'll take a quick break. We'll get back with Megan, and then we'll talk to Annie. 5 months pregnant, can't quit smoking. I like that.
Oh.
Talk to her after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ari Spears here tonight. You know him from Mad TV. Also, sometimes Best Damn Sports Show. I Ain't Scared, name of the new CD. You can go to www.ariespears.com and pick it up. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way... Best Damn Sports Show going to be showing the James Toney fight, who you remind me of.
Don't say that. That's not a compliment.
No, it's not. But, he's a fantastic athlete. You got that going.
That's a horrible comp. James Toney looks like a gorilla from the movie Congo.
You look like a nice James Toney.
Thank you. I'm a nice ape. I appreciate that.
I'm not seeing the guy.
No. Have you ever heard him speak?
Well, yes, I have, but he was drunk, so I'm not.
Pick a vowel.
Yeah, well, you get hit in the head enough. It slows you down.
The man called me James Toney.
Not from the standpoint of how he expresses himself who he is as a person.
No, I'm.
What? Are you talking about body type or something? What is it?
What in the world?
I'll tell you why. Yeah, you have some. Similar features. No, listen. First off, you are the Denzel Washington of James Toney. First off, you are.
Now I really want to get specific.
Best looking James
Toney. What about
Toney.
James Toney physically?
I'll tell you why. You both have a strong, stout physique. Okay. Well, first off, I'm going here because I associate. It's in my head that he's fighting. His next fight is going to be on the Best Damn Sports Show, and I know last time I was on that show, I sat across from you, so I'm associate you with that. But you have I don't know, how tall are you, Ares?
About 5'10", 5'11", depending on the script.
And what do you go weight wise?
I'm about 215. 210, 215.
That's Toney when he's in shape. Mm. He's walking around about 250. He's got a little extra weight on him right now, but he's getting it off.
Right.
Hey, same basic physique.
Right.
And high cheekbones. Hey, get Toney on the, pull that on the internet. Find a nice shot of James
Toney. I'm a fight fanatic. I already know what James Toney.
I know.
He looks like Congo in the mist.
That's true. All right. Maybe before he is, 70-something fights.
Right.
I'm not saying. And listen, you can look like somebody without looking as bad as
you are
they
so in the trenches.
All right,
right.
I'm sorry. All right. I don't think of him as a bad-looking man, by the
James
way.
Toney?
James Toney? James
Lights Out,
Toney.
He like he raped somebody.
All right. Listen, that's just game face. You got it. He's a warrior. You're a warrior. That's what I'm saying. You're a comedic warrior.
Oh, this man.
That's all I'm saying. All right.
Let's finish with Megan.
I liked you, man.
Come on. Same muscular physique.
I got you.
That's what I'm saying.
I got you.
Strong, intimidating presence.
Megan was having orgasm
Men
problems.
Men fear him. Women desire him. This you understand?
Digging himself into the hole.
Megan.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you weren't interested in sex anymore.
Yeah.
And now one of the, I mentioned a couple calls ago that sometimes when people have been sexually abused, they can kind of go from very high levels to very, very low levels of sexual desire. Is that you?
No, I've never been sexually abused.
Okay. And do you have any history of bipolar depression?
Not me, no.
Who, some of your family have that?
I'm not sure about my mom. Sometimes I think maybe, but I don't know.
Right. And you're not been any drugs, there are no medication, you have no medical problems?
No, I'm pretty
healthy. You're just going through a phase. It's going to be
I was just wondering, is there anything that you can do, like any, not...
No, exercise. Like exercise and build your relationships.
Okay.
Be surprised.
All right. Good times. Let me tell you something else the black man can do that the white man can't.
Oh, man, I got a feeling there is going to be an assault in this room.
James,
pretty soon.
James Toney, great fighter. Got to be, I don't know, probably...
You got his picture up there?
57 and 6 or something. Maybe it's like 61 and 3 or something like that. Drew, take a look. Be fair now. Be fair. Point is...
He already made the face.
Let me see. Hold on a second.
Drew, give it to me straight.
Oh, well, that's tough. That's a profile. You gotta look. You gotta see.
Drew,
we gotta look straight on. You gotta see straight on. You gotta see straight on. You gotta see straight on, Drew. Get a nice headshot there.
Hold on.
All right. Here's what I want. I want to pay the black man a compliment and say this. James Toney, when I saw him fight at the Olympic Auditorium about 10 years ago, started off campaigning as like a middleweight.
Right.
I mean, like probably fighting like 158, 164.
Right.
He's now 250 and fighting as a heavyweight and fine. Wow. Now, he probably will fight more like 225, 230. White guy couldn't do that. White guy couldn't be 155 pounds. If he got to 255, he would be a blob. He'd go into the ring, he'd vomit, he'd defecate, he'd have a heart attack, and he'd fall over. He couldn't go 12 good rounds.
No way.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Drew,
we can't do that.
To hell with all that. What's your verdict?
I don't see it yet.
Find a nice headshot.
James Toney.
Is that him?
No. That's not him. I don't think that's him. Well, find a flattering shot of the man. All right, Drew, back over here. Find a good shot. Find
Drew's,
a shot.
Drew's
of
already.
Toney. You got to find
it.
A shot of his head. All right. I'm telling you. I'm just saying. Here's what I'm doing. There may be a James Toney story one
here's
day.
The deal. Here's
you know
the
what
deal.
I mean?
I'm the guy
I'll tell
to
you
play.
What's
it. I'm just saying.
Here's
what's
happening, guys. Toney's got this real prominent ridge over his eyes, and I think that hat's screwing to add him up.
Maybe that's what it
wearing
is.
Wearing baseball cap.
Maybe that's what it is. Thank you. So okay. Prominent. He's got the raised brow. He's got the raised ridge there.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Super orbital ridge is big.
Yeah, he's got a little speed bump there.
Yeah.
It's a form of
head
protection.
Eye,
yeah. All right. Is there a white guy that could go from 150 to 250 and still be a great fighter?
Blah.
Couldn't do it, right?
No.
Just go in there all pink, start turning red, fall over, right?
How much you weigh?
Is there? I'm 190 pounds, and if I get to 198 and I take my shirt off, I start lactating. Like, I can't carry around an extra 10 pounds. I would fall apart. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
White guy can't put on 80 pounds and take his shirt off.
No way.
It's a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, unless he's on the juice or something.
Right.
All right. Let's talk to Mike, who's 21. Mike?
How's it going?
What's happening?
I want to ask Dr. Drew what the harmful effects of not having a strong motherly figure in my kid's life.
What do you mean a strong motherly figure?
I'm a single father. His mom's been out of the picture for quite a while now.
Oh, his mom.
His mom.
Yeah, my son's mom.
Of course it's going to affect him.
I mean, have issues with women.
Absolutely.
Okay, and on the adverse effect of that is how do I go about dating and introducing my son to that?
You don't bring anybody around unless you're sure she's going to stay.
Yeah.
And
okay.
In the meantime, you help him develop a relationship with some adult female. It's an aunt or somebody that he can connect with over a long term. The fact that the mom is gone doesn't condemn him to mental illness and doesn't condemn him to dysfunctional relationships, but it's going to be a significant issue in his life.
Right.
Does he
I don't know.
He's still discussing James Toney.
He's got a beard. You take a picture. He's looking jovial, at least.
Right. So, Mike, what was wrong with mom? Where is she? She died.
You know, during his pregnancy, they started prescribing Vicodin to her and such, and it ended up being 70 trips to the hospital in 8 months, and my son ended up born a month early, and then it just kind of went on from there after she gave birth.
So she's an opiate addict. Is she getting treatment?
No, not that I know of. I actually just finally got full custody of him back in June.
And, well, the best, really, the best thing for him would be as if she could get treatment.
Yeah.
And be
or start working on that elaborate lie.
Yeah.
Nurse, Desert Shield, yes. 92. Right. I don't know how the math works out. Let's make it
Iraq War.
Let's make it Desert Storm, whatever the hell we're in now. Well, the point is, nurse.
Iraqi freedom.
Grenade came into the mess hall. She threw herself on it, took herself out.
So what tell my son I love him.
That's what's her last words.
So just so I understand, what exactly is the problem with the kid?
Mom is a drug addict, opiate addict.
Wants to know what to look forward to. Well, let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
The son that doesn't have the mom, you can look forward to sort of weird relationships with women usually.
Well,
Kobe.
Intimacy problems.
But more so, intimacy problems, yes, and also problems regulating emotion sometimes. That mom provides a certain kind of reflective function in emotional development that dads sometimes can't. And unless they get an adequate dose of that, they don't
How old is the son?
He's two. They don't build the emotional, the regulatory machinery, so the intensity and the duration of feelings get impaired as they grow up. But it puts them at risk for drug addiction, actually.
Better son with no mom or daughter with no mom?
Son.
Kids, the boys are a little more durable than the chicks. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but the sons grow up and end up treating women like crap.
I was going to say that the boys take it out on other people, the women take it out on themselves.
Yeah. Or just take their pants off.
Then take it out on themselves.
Whatever.
Have somebody do it for them.
Yeah. With a vibrator.
Either way, you win.
Yeah. The point is, right, guys start beating the crap out of people and abusing women. Women just become strippers and start getting into pornography and stuff. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. He's fine. He's worried about his kids. He's fine.
Yeah.
All right. But again, don't do mom's a junkie. Elaborate lie. It'll work nicely. And kid, that's all a kid needs. He'll be bragging to his friends about her. Oh, my mom? She's Wonder Woman. No, she's working. She said
that movie Spider-Man. That was her.
Bring guys to justice. Yeah. What chick's on Spider-Man?
Well, I mean,
she's Spider-Man.
Oh, that was the elaborate lie.
You got to think of a chick, though. You got to think chick superhero.
Doesn't she get? I didn't see Spider-Man 2.
Got to be a chick superhero.
Right.
All right. Catwoman, you can go with.
There you go.
Yeah, but that sucked.
That sucked. Yeah. There's like Elektra or Dinah Girl or something. The kid's not too insignificant. The guy's not going to get that. Aaron.
Hi.
Yeah, you're 21?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm having a problem in my...
Spider-Man. The word man is right in it.
Relax.
Your mom is Spider-Man? That makes dad gay.
No, I was thinking...
Yeah, got a mouth full of web. That's where you came from.
There we go. Shots to the face.
That's right.
Here we are. Theme prevails tonight.
Please.
Aaron, what's up?
Spider-Man.
All right. I know guys like porn and everything, but... My first boyfriend, I was living with him, and I'd asked him if he had any porn because I was a little bit interested in it, and he told me no. And when I was cleaning his closet, I found about 20 videos and
cleaning his closet.
Yeah.
It was in my room too. I mean, I was living there.
You were on an expedition.
Yeah.
Well,
so are you shocked that he lied to you?
Yeah, very shocked, and it just made me feel like
wake up, honey.
Person.
Come on.
How long into the relationship did you ask him this?
About a year. We went
out
for 2.5 years.
And did he sort of know you had a lot of energy around porn?
Does he
figure you'd slip out?
No, because I didn't have it then. And then now I'm with my present boyfriend, and he said he had...
I don't know. Like, whenever chicks go fishing, it's time for you to... it's like... You're the guy who they're on their way fishing, and you're the local who's been fishing that hole and doesn't want word to get out, and you just slide off and meet them in the parking lot. Nah, there's nothing going on. No fishing there. Just keep walking. You know what I mean? I think it's a guy's instinct that when women start fishing, you know, they go like, did any of your other girlfriends used to, or do you ever have, or have you ever fantasized about being with the, you know, when they go fishing, and as a guy, you just eventually learn to just nip it?
You just
like you're
jump
like,
into a rabbit hole.
No, never, no, no, I don't.
You just dive
you ever
for cover.
Fantasize about being with other women when you're, oh. No, I think about, I actually picture me on you.
But so that,
and then picturing me on you, it's like a three-stager. I'm looking at my own thought bubble on with you in it and me in it, picturing you. It's a circle. It's like when you put two mirrors against each other.
And
it just goes
he
on
knows
to
that
infinity.
She would have spun out if he'd said anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You. It's sort of, here's what you have to be.
It's self-preservation.
You don't want to lie. You end up having to be sort of casually evasive.
Change the topic.
You know, like it's like, do you have any pornography? Hey, what's that? And they turn around and look and you just go, oh, it's gone. That's how you
tell
do
the
it.
Truth, man.
Tell the truth?
Yeah, man.
But then there's going to be energy now.
But that's good if you use it correctly, you know what I mean?
I know, but it'll get turned on you. It'll get turned on you. You know what it's like? The truth to a woman is like saying, hey, you're going into prison? You better pack a piece. Oh, no. You're going to end up getting pistol whipped with it later on. Now, it sounds like a good idea. Well, you got a piece. Go in there. It'll be good for your safety. Not once you're getting shot with it and then bludgeoned with it later on. It's not going to seem like a good idea. Check the piece. Check the piece at the door. That's what I'm saying.
That's where I pay for sex.
That's what I'm saying. All right. What?
Six.
What?
Aaron.
Well, she's done. She's fine.
Just finish it.
Aaron?
Yeah?
What's up?
So do you hear what they're saying?
Yeah, I just need to know how I can deal with it, because every time it comes up mildly, I just start crying, and I'm just...
See what I'm saying?
That's why he didn't say anything.
Yes, he knows that energy is there.
But he had never had a girlfriend before to prove it to. Like he.
Yeah, Aaron, but he knew...
And it's not the pornography, it's that you lied! Don't start with that crap, either. He has to lie to you. You're a mess. You understand? He has no choice but to lie to you. It's like if your parents being Jehovah's Witness and asking if you had impure thoughts today. Oh, you're lying. You know what I mean? Yeah. You have to. All right.
So, Aaron, why is it so disturbing to you, the pornography?
I really don't know. Just thinking about it makes me just so upset and angry.
Where's Daddy?
At home.
Yeah.
But what happened with him?
What did he do?
He, I don't know, he is... job issues, but that's the only thing.
What'd he do to you?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Good guy?
Yeah.
Never cheated on mom?
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
He didn't have a bunch of porn lying around when you were growing up?
No, actually, we were not allowed to watch rated R movies and just kind of...
Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe a little energy. Is he a religious man?
Yeah. Yeah, both my mom and dad go to church every Sunday. They used to make me.
Did they scare you or intimidate you with the religion? Talk about going to hell and
my mom.
Thoughts?
Yeah, she said that Satan was speaking through me and weird stuff like that.
No. Okay, all right. So she was sort of abusive to you.
Is that? Yeah.
And so you sort of feel that this is all evidence of that kind of feeling.
I don't really relate it too much. It's just the whole fact of guys. Looking at women like that, it just disgusts me.
All right. All right. Well, listen, you know. And now, is that Satan talking or is that you?
No,
okay.
Definitely not.
All right. You got to worry when Satan
here's
gets gassy.
The unfortunate reality about men. They all do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, but we got to figure out why.
I don't know. You're 21, baby doll. It's time to start getting over that Satan crap, all right?
Well, yeah. I just don't know. Because my boyfriend now, he threw it away and everything, and I still have a hard time even, I don't know, just watching.
Of course he lied about it.
All right. And then get some therapy. How about that?
Oh, I can't afford it.
Yeah. You feel you need it, though, huh?
I think.
So are you against porn? Totally?
She's disgusted by it, she said. She can't stand
disgusted.
The idea. She can't stand the idea.
Have you ever tried making a porno with him?
Yeah.
No.
By the way,
I wouldn't want anything like that to ever be a revenge or anything.
She hates porno.
Could you maybe find a guy who doesn't like porn? I mean, maybe there's a guy.
I hear about him out there. I don't know.
I mean, maybe you're one of these people that really needs to find somebody that shares your orientation. I mean, it's going to be hard to find because there are very few guys out there. But there are guys that don't
find someone whose passion is not having passion.
Yeah. There you go.
My passion? No passion. That's what I'm passionate about.
Yeah, and maybe for you, Aaron, it's threatening and you know, it's just right. Disgusting.
For how about you just get over it instead of trying to find the one guy with no I porn? Bet. And then, by the way, you find the porn 8 years in a relationship, and yeah. It's weird, you know, yeah, chainsaw stump porn.
Right.
You know,
I bet her mom just beat the crap out of her about her sexuality.
All right.
That's the devil lives there.
I'm curious. So. Are y'all into porn?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Drew's made some films. That you mean in
see,
because
I've never understood the point.
Come
like
by the house. I'll turn you around. I'll convert you.
I just never. That's like strip clubs. I just don't get the
point.
Give
me 12 hours. I'll turn you around. No, here's the thing. You may be a man of passion like Drew, and here's the thing about Drew. And I'm with you guys to a certain extent. Although I have sort of broken through with the strip club thing. It wasn't easy. I had to force myself, and I pushed through to the other side. You are a man of passion, which is you don't see the logic, and there is none, in dropping $500, sometimes more, sometimes less, looking at chicks dance around naked and walking out of the place with a boner and a headache
exactly.
From the bad champagne you paid too much for. That because you're a man of action and a man of passion, yes?
See?
Yes, who looks nothing like James Toney.
I'm going to kill you.
By the way. Drew is also a man of action and a man of passion. And the idea of, it's like he don't want to go to a car show. He wants to get behind the wheel of a car and drive. He don't want to sit around and look at a bunch of stuff he can't have.
I don't go to a buffet and just stand there.
You don't go to a buffet and just stand there. Right. Whereas I go to a buffet and beat off. Inside my jeans.
I guess that would give a different texture to some of the selections.
You know how many times I've said that's not ranch? Please, keep walking. What are you staring at? Come on. Ironically, right in front of the Beats. Get it? All right. Here's the point. Thank you. That's the way a passionate man thinks. And I would say it works that way with pornography to a certain degree, too, which is why sit and look at pictures of food when I can't be quenched? And I guess that's an interesting thing. It's like a quenching thing. Like some people, if they're hungry, they want to talk about food.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people deal with their hunger by sitting around.
Here's the deal. They ain't that hungry.
Well, now, Drew, you're passionate, ravenous, hungry, passionate consumer of passion, and your belly's always empty. You have a hollow passion leg, right. A third hollow passion leg that can never be filled. But when you watch a show like Survivor, and these people haven't seen anything good for like a month, and they're sitting there and they're going, I would bake fresh cornbread, and then I would have a brisket and three bean salad and stuff. And they start talking about food because they're hungry. That would drive you nuts, right? I would just get your mouth salivating, and all you got to eat is white rice with maggots the next day, right?
Horrible.
Other people deal with it that way. Maybe the people that talk about it are the people that want to see the pornography and go to the strip club. Also, some people don't have the killer instinct.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, they're sort of spectators.
They don't close.
I learned that about myself when I pulled my 50-pound Dorado onto the Panga boat.
You weren't a closer, or you were a closer?
I couldn't get it with the bat. You got to take a bat to it.
I know.
You got to take a bat.
Big pewter thing.
Yeah. I mean, in Mexico, they make their own bats, and they're like billy clubs from the turn of the century. It's just like fat. They're like that Simpsons.
You couldn't do it?
Where there was whacking days. I could have done it, but the guy next to me seemed to want to do it. And it was a 50-pound. It's a majestic-looking fish, by the way. Yeah. I said, take the bat. Give them that. And the fish is, you know, it's 4 feet long. It's 50 pounds. It's flopping around on a boat that's about 8 feet long and about 3 feet wide, by the way. And he's just whacking away at it with this bat. Mm. And I'm thinking, I couldn't do that.
Mm.
That's not good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm the guy who likes to watch the porn.
Mm.
See what I mean?
There you go.
Drew, Aries?
So you couldn't.
I wouldn't go with the bat.
You couldn't beat the fish.
No, I'm saying you would have effed that fish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Drew would have jumped on started making it with the Dorado. All right. Maybe you guys are too passionate.
Yeah. To tolerate these finer, refined elements in life.
And, by the way, maybe you don't trust yourself.
I mean, that's just like what you're saying. Yeah. If I can't have it all, then
right.
I don't do it. Like, I've actually talked to some of the guys over at Man TV, and they constantly say things like, you know, well, what'd you do last night? Oh, I sat home, watched the porno, and I beat off.
Right.
I haven't done that since I was 16.
Really?
Simply because why when I can get a woman to do it for me?
Well,
I just I don't see the point in that.
Yeah.
And they find it hard to believe, like, you haven't done, you're lying.
I'm not sure.
I can't do that.
Well, it is true that a lot of guys, if they could go out and get a woman, would go out and get a woman. So part of it is just the fact that
they don't
have that option.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a lot of that.
Yeah, that's all of it.
That's 90% of it. Yeah. But there is a guy, too, who just wants to sort of retreat into his own world.
Yes.
Yeah. Jergens, take me away. You just want to retreat in your own fantasy world. Yes, Drew?
Of course.
All right. Ari Spears here. Passionate man, by the way. Passionate man. Dr. Drew,
looks
man of great passion.
Like, Tony, what's his name?
James Tony.
James Tony.
We got a picture of him over.
Man.
Go look at the picture over there, Drew. Take a quick look. Yeah.
He is determined to sell you on this hypocrisy.
Drew won't do it now. But you got to see the physique, too. You know, both
yeah, I get the body. I see
specimens.
It.
Specimens. All right. Aries to the Spears. Here, we'll take a
you know,
quick
I'm
break.
Dying to see this picture.
All right,
now.
Go take a look. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. James Spears is here tonight. Ari Spears here tonight. Mad TV, 11 o'clock Saturday night on Fox, and also Ain't Scared, name of the new CD, which is out. Show Drew a picture of a champion boxer, James Lights Out Tony. You can see certain angles.
One
certain
picture.
Resemblance.
Yep, yeah. Definitely.
Not a bad looking man.
Not at all.
No, good looking man.
Oh, jeez.
Handsome man.
When he was 18.
Handsome man
well,
at 18. All right. All right, that's what I'm saying. Saying the young. If they did a James Tony story, Ares could play the young James.
There you go.
And then we get like Yaphet Kotto to play the older one.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yaphet Kotto.
I have never so wanted to shoot someone in the face.
Do you know Yaphet Kotto?
No.
The man that sounds as though his tongue is too big for his mouth.
Who is he?
You got to pull up a picture of Yaphet Kotto.
What does he do?
Why are you pulling up ugly pictures of black people?
It's my
while
thing.
While we're at it, pull up a picture of Whoopi Goldberg.
Tonight's no different than any other night. Girl. That's all I do, right?
Ugly black folks. Yaphet Kotto, James Tony.
What does he do? What does
black
this guy
man.
Do?
Who, Yaphet Kotto?
He's an actor.
He was in James. He was the one black villain in all the James Bond movies that they've ever made.
Yeah, wow. He sees him.
You've reference. Seen him. His eyes look very.
I'm going to see this.
He played Idi Amin in Big Daddy, nice. Idi Amin story.
He won a homicide.
Yeah. Mike, come on, Drew. Hip it up now. Let's go now.
I can't keep up with you.
Mike?
Hello?
You're 16?
Oh, yeah.
You got a question? You got a question for Aries?
Yeah.
Good. Drew, go look at the picture of Yaphet.
Yeah, I'm a pretty hardcore fan of Mad TV. You know, I watch the episodes and stuff. And, you know, Aries, you're a really really multi-talented guy. Like, did Mad TV like seek out your talent, or did you like send them a resume? Like how did you become part of the show?
You know, I had a deal with Fox Television at the time that Mad TV came around. They wanted me the very first season, and I had a deal with Aaron Spelling to do a show.
Really?
They went nowhere. We just shot a pilot. And then by the time that show didn't get picked up, Mad TV was into its third season, and my deal with Fox was coming to an end, and it was just like, you know what? I had been in development deals for about 4 years prior to that, so I said, enough is enough. I made enough money. Put me on TV.
And where did they originally find you? Was it doing stand-up?
No, not really. I like I said, I was kind of in the network circuit as far as getting deals with all the networks. And
but how do you get deals with all the networks? I mean,
I had originally when I first came to town, I did like a little bit of stand up at the warm up for Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Warren Littlefield was there, and he saw me, and the buzz just created.
Let me tell you, that warm-up gig, a lot of people don't even know what this job is. It's
right.
Like outside of Los Angeles and New York, a lot of people don't know what a publicist is.
Yeah.
A guy, you know, they know what an agent and an actor is, and that's about it. Warm-up is the guy who warms up the audience. He's a comedian most of the time, or she's a comedian. And, you know, all the sitcoms and all these shows, they're there talking to the audience, getting them in a good mood, getting them ready to laugh it up. So when the show starts, they're all goosed up. These guys get a ton of exposure. There's a lot of heavy hitters in the audience, a lot of network brass and guys like that. These guys are putting on a two-hour show oftentimes, and it's a one-man show, and half the time they're better than the people that are coming out doing the sitcom 10 minutes after they leave the stage.
Yeah.
So it's a it's great exposure. And so that's how you were originally
Yeah, and before you know, this town, you know, goes off buzz heavy.
Right.
So, you know, before I knew it, every network in town kind of heard about me, and I was, you know, auditioning for certain things and had network deal after network deal.
Right.
So, you know, and did the movie Jerry Maguire, and I'm still waiting for people to show me the money.
Yeah. Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Do you want to, wait, you want to get into performing?
No, no, no. I was just, you know, curious, you know.
Oh, okay.
How it happens.
You know, I just never knew how the process worked and stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, being the bright guy that you are that recognizes talent, I'm sure you would want to seek out more of it on that Ari Spears I Ain't Scared album at ariespears.com, 866-528-3619.
There you go, Mike. All right.
Good times.
All right, everybody. All right. Well, I'm glad. Most of the time we have guys who talk slower than that saying they want to do stand-up.
Yeah, that's right.
It's kind of nice for once to have a guy
appreciate
just
stand-up.
Yeah.
Hey, some of the best stand-ups in the world talk very slow.
Yeah.
Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright is a funny stand-up.
Yes.
He does speak slowly. And he looks like James Toney. You ever seen Stephen Wright?
This man
looks just like James
Toney. I'm loving the fact that he's running with this to the bitter end.
Do you know what Stephen Wright looks like, Drew?
Yaphet Kotto.
Yes.
James Toney, yeah.
True. Do you know what Stephen Wright looks
No.
like? You don't know that name?
No.
You don't even know what he looks like?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Here's what I claim. I claim you have seen him.
You got him up there?
Stephen Wright or Yaphet Kotto?
Oh, Yaphet.
Yaphet Kotto, I've seen.
Yeah, you've seen him, right?
You've seen Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright, let me see.
All right, come on. Drew, come on,
He's
buddy.
Got that big patch of no hair in the middle.
Yeah, it's got a little Art Garfunkel in him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, see? Here we go. That's all Drew needs. He just needs a little refresher. He tells he hasn't heard the song. You got to start humming it.
That's
and then
right.
and halfway into it, he goes, oh, yeah.
There you go.
And then he makes fun of your rendition of it. And it turns into an ugly attack. Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 13.
Yeah, hi.
You've been on hold for 113 minutes.
Oh,
115
yeah.
15 minutes, sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
What's up, baby doll?
Oh, most people think that I'm like around 18 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not because I look older than I actually am.
Uh-huh. Hold on, let me think. Most people think you're around 18, but you're not because you look older than you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you look 18. Right. How old are you?
I'm 13.
13. All right.
So you've been, God's given you one of those early developments.
Oh, that's fine. All right.
All right. What's the question?
Okay. Well, it's I wanted advice because, I mean, they hit on me and then I tell them how old I really am and then they'll just keep on hitting on me and I find it really
who,
gross.
Who keeps on hitting
on you? R. Kelly.
Well, like the guys that, like, I tell them that I think that I'm older than what I really am.
Oh, that explains it.
All right, hold on a second.
So, who keeps hitting on you?
The guys who think I'm older than I really am.
Those are the guys who keep hitting on you.
It's the guys who think I'm older.
Who are they?
They're those guys who think I'm older.
Oh, okay.
And I keep telling them. But you know what? They keep thinking I'm older. All right. All right, Sarah?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, Sarah, if I ever commit a crime, I want you to, we go over our story.
Yeah, she'll
script
our story.
It's like, we were together all night, we ate dinner, and he turned in early. He couldn't have possibly been at the crime scene. You'll be perfect because they would ask you 1,000 times. I sweat. You would just parrot it.
Keep reading.
The same way. Good, smooth read. So, who are these guys?
Oh, they're just, like, they're friends of my friends, I guess. Like, I skateboard, and so I go down to the skate park a lot, and then they're just there, and then I start talking to them, and then...
These are other 13-year-old guys.
No, they're, like, 18. Yeah.
They're 18-year-old guys. 18-year-old. That's what we're asking. All right,
so you don't have to do anything with them,
just
right?
No, I don't.
They expect you to be harsh with them in terms of...
Yeah, but I don't, because that's
It's gross to be harsh with them?
See, that's how Kobe got in trouble.
Why is it gross?
Well, I mean, it's not gross, but I mean, like, I'm 13 and they're 18. And that's...
They expect to be harsh with them.
She doesn't know what the word harsh
They expect you to reject them firmly.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, yeah, they, Well, they don't really expect. I mean, but
Sarah?
I tell them no.
Yeah, the harsher, the firmer you are, the better. Okay,
yeah.
They'll be fine. They'll be absolutely fine.
All right. Non-question.
Okay. Like yeah, but she needs like, she's.
Well, I mean, it's just advice.
Yeah, she's looking for support.
Like, pretend I'm one of these guys, and I say, "Yo, I want to, you know, do something with you tonight." What would you say?
I'll be like, "No."
No, not no. No, be like, "Hey, get away! Cut it out,
Mr. Tony."
I told
Tony.
You 30 times, Tony.
Tony, yeah.
And Mr. by the
Tony,
way, I'm
a
love
huge
Matt
fan.
TV.
Yeah. Do you?
Matt TV.
Yeah, I love Matt TV, and I love like Crank Anchors and stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right, baby,
well,
when you're 18,
you
call.
Thanks.
All right, because it'll be like she's 43 when she's 18.
That'd be great.
Be great. Do the math. Oh, listen, guys are into you. Fine. Do not build your life around whether guys are interested in you or not, though. Man, I mean, think about the juice that comes. I mean, it
the
is
juice?
The juice.
Oh.
Mm. No, juice
I thought
don't,
you were going
juice
on more
don't
racial
hit on,
stuff again.
No, no, juice wouldn't hit on a hot buxom 13-year-old with a skateboard. No, it would never work. Yeah, they're wearing the headset. They got the comb over. It's a disaster, 13 for Jews. Later they have their day. They rise like
Phoenix.
A nerd from the ashes. Ah, but same. Later on, once they get that dentistry, once they get that career going. No, let's face it. Jews don't have... Let me tell you something. they're pound wise and penny foolish, which is... They pay their dues.
Ah.
The Jews, they pay their dues.
Ah.
They give it up in junior high, in high school,
they
and in college.
That. They don't
they
give it up.
Sacrifice.
They that,
sacrifice.
Yeah.
And then later on, they get some
keep
money.
The cash in.
They get some contacts. They get a convertible. And now it's time to score. Now it's a shiksa payday. Look out. Okay, but here's the point. I know how it works. Here's what I'm saying. Women... When you imagine a woman turning 13 would be the equivalent and starting to sprout boobs and getting all this attention from guys 13, 14, 15, whatever.
A male
it
with
would
that?
Be akin it would be akin to us having celebrity when we're 15. It's as
it'd
if
be worse. It'd be somehow worse.
Well,
because even
yeah.
a 15-year-old celebrity is still a 15-year-old. You know what I mean? A male 15-year-old.
Well, yeah, I know what you're saying, but imagine you're now a guy where all of us, Drew, your Aries, Drew, you're young men of passion now.
Here's what it is.
It isn't that much different than celebrity.
But it's a older male celebrity. Like a 21-year-old male celebrity gets the exact same position, so to speak, as a 15- to 18-year-old female.
All right. Well,
you know
Drew,
what I mean?
But here's the thing. You put such a fine point on my analogy that it ends up killing it
right,
with your crazy
right.
point sauce. You smother my fries in your point sauce.
Are you saying that a 15-year-old, like a 15-year-old guy celebrity, couldn't get the same attention from an older woman that a 15-year-old girl could get from an older man?
Kind of saying that.
He's generally just diluting the point, which is, I'm not saying it's completely and directly analogous.
Go ahead.
Just saying when a girl... attractive girl, busty, attractive, whatever, turns 15 and starts getting the attention of all the guys at the mall and all the guys in her class, it's sort of the equivalent to a guy being a celebrity at 15, 16. Mm. It can lead to trouble. And it's easy to forget about. Like, if you're 15 and your celebrity is a male, forget about studying. Forget about the sports. Forget about the after school, whatever. I'm having a good time now. You chicks want a party? Who wants to take a jacuzzi? You know what I'm saying? Now, you were shunned, and therefore you had to study, and you had to do well, and you had to whatever. You had no choice.
Right.
It's easy. But what if someone wanted to hang with you every night?
Ugh.
Like, look, Drew, yeah, you normally study from 8 to 10:30. We're going to party. We're going up to the reservoir.
He's subtle with the chicks. Insults.
You know what I'm saying? Smoke a little dube, party. I'm paying for everything. It's going to be great. I mean, just be easy just to start going along with it. Women, they have to resist the hot ones. The trolls, they're fine. They're going to college. Ain't no doubt about it. No, it's a certain blessing. Let's face it.
Mitzvah.
Let's be honest. It's a mitzvah, as the Jews would say. If you don't want your daughter to be smoking hot. You don't want her to have a horn grown out of her forehead. You just say you want her to be decent. There should be a guy out for her, but you don't want her to be smoking hot. They start dropping out. Next thing you know, OJ's coming by and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Boom, you get snatched up.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Ari Spears here. Drew doesn't even like to think about it. It's tough.
Go on a break.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, yo. It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Ari Spears. He's here tonight representing Ari Spears, by the way.
A.K.A. James Toney.
James Toney. And also Dr. Drew here tonight. Ari's, of course, on Mad TV all those seasons, 11 o'clock on Fox Saturday nights. Also has himself a CD out, I Ain't Scared, which is out as we speak. And you can just go to www.ariespears.com and pick one up. All right. Ready to keep going here?
Let's go.
Let's talk to Chris, who's 18. Chris?
What's up?
What's happening?
Not much.
All right. What's your question?
Well, I'm kind of addicted to porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to, I just want some advice, like a detox program or something. Like, what's a good way to get out of it?
What's happening? Mm-hmm. What's going
on? Loosen up your grip.
Yeah,
what's going on? Are you unable to work? Are you doing it all the time? You ever,
well, yeah, I don't know. Like, I just find that I can't, it's kind of like a cup of coffee. Like, I have to have it in the morning before I go off or whatever. And then my girlfriend kind of got me involved with it a lot more than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of got me sold because, like, she started looking at it on my computer. And, like, we look at it together, right? And then my girlfriend would look at it, like, when I wasn't with her, too. And then my mom found it, and we kind of aren't together anymore. And it's kind of hard to explain to my mom, yeah, Mom, my girlfriend was looking at it all. And so she thinks I have a bigger problem than I actually do, and I think I have a big problem already.
All right. I'm
still not hearing about addiction.
Oh, who cares? Look, let me are you a man of passion, though? Like, we've decided that Aries and Drew were too passionate for porn. That after 15 minutes of watching porn would just go out on a spree, breaking into the neighbor's, you know, rumpus room, having their way with the slumber party. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I like it, and I guess the problem that I guess I'm what they would call a chain stroker. I'll you know, I watch many porns at a time.
I see.
But I mean, right, seriously though want to stop. And
all right, well, stop. How about start by stopping?
You say you do it in the morning before you go to work, right?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Construction.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What part? Framing?
Yeah, I work with rebar.
Well, that ain't framing.
No, like rebar and like on bridges and stuff with concrete.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You do like form work?
Pretty much, yeah.
What size is number 4 rebar?
I've never spoke to anyone who knew anything.
Anyone has called this show that's announced they've done anything has known anything?
No, but I was with you, Chris. I could tell he didn't know anything, for sure.
Well, that kid's 18. Number 4 rebar, anybody? Half inch. Eighth inch of number. Number
what
6?
What the hell are they talking about?
Number 6? I'll tell you during the
12th? What'd you
three
say?
Quarters.
3/4.
Eighth inch per number, you know what I'm saying?
Eighth inch per I see.
Eighth inch. Yeah. All right, where the hell was he? Is it impossible for somebody to call this show that knows anything? Chris?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. So you just got a gig. Who got you that gig? Your dad?
My what? Oh.
Who got you the rebar humping gig?
I saw an ad and tell him so.
You saw an ad?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Chris, addiction means a progressive quality of life.
Most 18-year-olds squeeze one off if they know they're going to be out of the house 10 hours.
Yeah, really. That's right.
That's fine.
And if it's troubling you, you should be able to stop it. If you don't have a family history of alcoholism, if you don't have a history of sexual abuse, and it's not having real consequences in your relationships, your work, or legal problems, then go ahead and stop. You should be able to.
When you're beaten off, do you feel bad in the middle of it or something? Do you get guilty?
Hold on a second. Chris, do you have beater's remorse?
When I'm done, yeah, I kind of feel
bad. The middle, you don't feel bad. Yeah.
It's afterwards.
You feel bad about everything. When
Adam announces every time he's never going to do it again.
Last one.
This is it.
I'm throwing away my pornography. That's it. I bequeath it to the poor people of the world. And then, pow, half hour later, I'm fishing out of the dumpster again. You know what I like about rebar? Now, rebar is it's the metal that they it's the stuff you see poking out of the bridges. They're building the cement overpasses, the fences, and the foundation stuff.
What did they do before rebar?
They didn't reinforce it with steel.
They just formed cement and like wood forms or something?
Rebar's got nothing to do with the form.
No.
It's only got to do with the structure and the strength of it.
I see.
The forming's always the same.
I see.
Come on, Drew. The rebar's inside of
it. Well, they always seem like there's that structure formed of rebar first. And
well,
they
build like a cage or whatever rebar, but then the form is around it.
I see.
The rebar's not going to hold any concrete in or on it. Come on, buddy. Here we go now. Here's my point. The stuff would just, you know, when they're framing stuff or they're building a house, they would just have the rebar would just be sticking up all the time. Like they're doing like a retaining wall or something. You just see that rebar sticking up 3 feet out of the thing. People would impale themselves on this thing inevitably because they fall off of something and they'd land on this rusty piece of rebar. About 2 years ago, they started putting these rubber sort of mushroom caps on them. People would be impaled for about 100 years. It took about 89 years before somebody decided, hey, I'm going to take 50 cents worth of rubber ball, put a tennis ball on top of that thing. Too many guys. And, 8 Mexicans all put together like a shish kebab the other day. Here's what I'm saying. It's one of these weird things in life where it's like you just stare at the rebar sticking up out of the thing going, boy, someone lands on that. Meanwhile, guys are working above it on scaffolding all the time. Inevitably, each story you find the guy, you know, see the x-ray, the guy thing going through his head through his thing. They have to cut it off. By the way, bad sign when they have to cut something off and go bring you into the hospital with the signpost or whatever it is that's in you.
Well, you're not supposed
supposed to pull it out.
No, whatever goes in, don't come out.
I know. It's just bad when they're actually cutting. That's got to be a long 5 minutes. Like, hold on, Bert, let me just finish cutting off whatever's going through you right now. And then we'll walk into the hospital. Oh, by the way, this isn't the bad part. Yeah, we're just getting
this
you freed
free up.
We're trying to free you up here. Anyway, they've invented these rubber balls that go on top of it. Like I said, 95 years after people have been getting impaled. All right. Well, Aries, you learn anything about rebar now?
Listen, man, I need something to drink.
True. Number eight. Number eight rebar.
Lost me with the rebar.
How thick?
I didn't hear what you said the rule was. What's
number
the rule?
Eight. Come on.
The rule is what?
Number four, half inch.
Four is half inch, so it's twice.
Number six, 3/4 inch.
Didn't this man was talking about an addiction to beating off?
Yeah.
And y'all talking about construction.
So it's 1 1/4? Is that what
you're... 1 inch.
1 inch.
All right. By number four, 1/2 inch, buddy.
There you go.
Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Well, that's the show. I want to thank Aries Spears for coming out tonight. You go to www.ariespears.com. You find out everything.
I want to thank you guys for teaching me.
We need the mic,
Yes.
I want to.
That's all right.
Still can't hear.
You want to thank us?
Yes. Once it comes on.
Write it down on this. Marks a lot.
Thank you all for teaching me about wood. Was it wood?
Yeah. No, rebar.
I still didn't learn nothing.
Drew?
Yeah.
Number 12 rebar.
That's 1 1/2?
Inch and a half. Yeah, buddy. All right. All right, I want to thank everyone associated with the show tonight for making it all happen. We're running late, so we got to take a break, but you all know who you are. And don't worry, if you're around this time next week, you'll get a proper thanking. So until next time, Sandra Crowell for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Why are you pulling up ugly pictures of black people?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or the station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.